Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so what's up, fellas? It's been a while.
Man, why don't you tell us about your weekend last week? What happened?
What did happen?
You worked really weird hours.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I worked until 3 a.m. So get this. Okay, so we have inventory twice a year, and I have to work from 6 until 3 a.m. And they worked me to the bone, to the core. And I got home and I showered at 4 a.m. Completely forgot to let you guys know that I had inventory. Overslept. And then I get a phone call at 9 a.m. from my boss telling me that they've changed my schedule and I need to be there at 3 a.m. The next day. And I was like, what the fuck? To do more post inventory stuff. And they had me do that for 2 days. And the first day I got there, I was like, this is absolutely pointless. We've found nothing. And then they expected me to be in there on Tuesday on the same time. And I went, nope. And I called in. I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. And I did it at night. I called Monday night and I was like, hey, I'm not going to make it tomorrow morning. And the manager, the night manager was like, what time are you supposed to be here tomorrow? I was like, 3 a.m. And he goes, ugh, gross. Yeah, I wouldn't make that either. Mm. So
at least you have the support.
No.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why we didn't get a show last week.
Oh, excuse me. Jesus Christ.
But yeah. So that was my bad. That was on me.
No, but if you missed our show, you can go and find another show that we did guest on that I think came out last week. I don't remember what they're called. I don't remember the name of the show.
Kevin Hart should have had that ready to go. It was on Kevin Hart's podcast.
Yeah, it's Kevin Hart. We got a little controversial. We ended up on a Spotify podcast. He's with a little Joe Rogan, they called it, but I don't know, some guy.
Joe we were Rogan. Guests on that, and then Neil Young pulled his music from Spotify because of it.
Yep.
It was Kevin and Joe started dropping in hard N-words, and so...
Joe started it.
Right, and then Kevin couldn't...
And he's the only one who did it. I just watched in fear, and so, while some... 5'3" dude is dropping hard RN bombs while we're just sitting there going, why did we end up here? How did we end up here? What did we do wrong in life? Mm-hmm. But hey, at least we got to smoke weed with Joe.
Those are crazy. I'm pretty sure we're going to be canceled next week, but
worth it.
Yeah, totally.
No, wait,
totally.
Not worth it. Actually, I would not want to meet Joe Rogan. He seems like a douchebag of epic proportions.
Hey, did you see that so Spotify came out and was defending Joe, and then everybody started canceling their accounts. And once money gets involved, then Spotify cares. They didn't care. Mm-hmm. They didn't care beforehand, but when it started affecting their income, that's when they started caring. Because I started seeing, it started like a slow. It was a slow burn, right, over the week, because it started with people making fun of Neil Young and like, who listens to Neil Young anymore? And then all of a sudden other artists were like, yeah, we're not doing this. And then I guess some people started bringing up the Spotify CEO's other dealings and like what he invests his money in and stuff like that. And then the users started backing it, I saw this huge switch now all of a sudden. They're like, oh my God, we switched to Apple Music and I fucking hate it. And like all this other, like people trying to find a different place other than Spotify. Spotify finally came out and was like, oh, we're putting all this stuff into place for things. And then it resurfaced with Joe Rogan using the N-word, the compilation of him using the N-word. And then all hell has broken loose, and the cancellation crowd has started to gain speed. Which is, this is a good cancellation. He deserves to be canceled. and so now we're at the point where Joe Rogan has put out an apology for what he's done, and so it's been a wild week.
Yeah, he did it in front of his fireplace with a fucking like Steve Jobs neck, like a turtleneck. So I'm not really feeling the too much. But
I was gonna say he did it like when oh God, what's his fucking name? The guy from Kevin Spacey would make his Christmas Eve videos, and it had like a slightly threatening tone where he's like, I'm gonna murder you, but he didn't say it explicitly, but that's the vibe you walked away with when it was over.
Yeah, you're
like, oh, this dude's gonna murder somebody
and I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Also, like, artists, it's great seeing the artists come out in solidarity too. Like, funny thing is, like, over the last year, I don't know how I become such a big Eve 6 fan, seeing as like their last hit was in the 90s, but like their Twitter is on, like, the dude Max Collins, the Eve 6 at this point, like, he's been coming out and posting all like how much money they make and how much money you have to stream, or how many times you have to stream to even make a dollar. Mm-hmm. And it was something like just wild. And Spotify is one of the lowest paying.
Yep.
Like, so it's just something that, like, I mean, even if you don't give a shit about the whole Joe Rogan situation, bands are getting screwed by Spotify, like, especially compared to Apple Music, YouTube, even Tidal is the best one out there so far. They pay the most, and so does Napster. Weirdly, I didn't even know Napster had a streaming service, but they pay their artists the best. Go figure. Ironically, you know, like after all the bullshit Napster has dealt with over the years. And so that's another thing to consider, is like, these bands are getting screwed. I mean, like, not even pennies to the dollar per stream. It's like fractions of pennies per dollar to get.
Let's be honest here. Not one is better than the other with payouts. They all pay shit. So
they all pay shit, but in the terms of Spotify, who pays the shittiest, worst. Yeah, Spotify takes takes the rock bottom on that one.
They don't even pay a penny.
None of them do. Yeah, no, nobody does pay a penny per stream.
So. Yep. Fucking yep. Crazy. Oh man, dude, there's this thing on TikTok in the last few weeks where, so do you guys know Hank Green and John and Hank Green from YouTube? They're these YouTubers. They've been doing it since like 2006, I think, is when they launched their first channel. John Green is they both are authors, but like John Green has had a couple movies like The Fault in Our Stars and stuff, like a couple of main, but you know, his brother Hank Green, big fucking nerd. Like, this dude is just the biggest nerd.
Okay.
And when he joined TikTok, he kind of became like science TikTok, you know what I mean? Like, he's the person who answers like a lot of the science questions, really interesting videos. But he broke down like how TikTok pays people out of their creator fund. So like back in like 2020, they created like their creator fund, which would pay people. It was this giant pool of money that they would then pay the content creators for, because they just not ads, mm-hmm. right? But then people would get sponsorship deals through various companies and blah, blah, blah. And as the years have gone by, and as TikTok has gotten bigger and bigger, that pool has not gotten any bigger. So people have started making less money because there's more people mm-hmm. now pulling from the same pool. So he was talking about how even when he started like last year, you know, he was making about, I think he said about 6 cents per 1,000 views or so. And now he's making 2 cents per 1,000 views.
Damn.
Or something. You know, he's like, I don't make any more money. But he was then talking about how YouTube right now is the best with how they do their stuff, because they have ads and they have, you know, all that stuff that you can pull from. But like, that's how, you know, so the just their way of paying creators is better. And it was just this huge breakdown of like, this is why TikTok sucks. Like, as far as like for content creators. And I can see like kind of the same thing with like Spot. I don't know how Spotify does their thing, but just the same idea, like why YouTube's better. Cause again, like if you're throwing ads and stuff on there, you know, they have a whole thing set up to support content creators. Cause again, the same thing goes with TikTok and Spotify. Like, without content creators, y'all have fucking nothing. Like, you can do nothing. Yeah. And so if people switch your platform, like that's, yeah, money talks, right? I mean, the views talk, streams talk. So if people are leaving your shit, you know, but it's dumb for Spotify to throw in behind, of all people, Joe Rogan. Like dumb, just dumb.
I mean, the more you learn about the CEO, the more it makes sense, though. He was a big Joe Rogan fan. So it was basically like how when Martin Scorsese bought that Wu-Tang album, it was like, I've got the money, I'm going to do it. You know, and it just seems like that's that, and he didn't give a shit about anything else, you know, and it's, here we are in this situation, so.
Financially, I think they make the most money off of podcasts because they can charge the most ads, and you can get multiple ads through there. And I think, you know, Spotify gets a cut of those ads, so why not go after the biggest name in podcasting? And I think he bit off a little bit more than he could chew on that purchase. I hope I fucking hate Joe Rogan. I don't mind that somebody has an opinion. Like, that's fine. I don't care if you have an opinion on stuff, and like, I enjoy an opposing opinion, but when it starts being like, when you start to be like Tucker Carlson, And your opinion turns into pandering to a certain demographic because you know that it's going to get you ears and views on whatever you're saying, that's when I start to have a problem. And you know, you can tell, like you can see in the early days of the Joe Rogan podcast, like there was opposing viewpoints that he had, and like people would argue with him and he'd be like, okay, yeah, I could see it from that position. But nowadays it just seems like he's just really, really going hard after saying stuff, like just being like putting on your tinfoil hat and just fucking going nuts with it and just feeding into the pandemonium of the people that listen to his show.
Yeah, it's wild. I've listened to a handful of episodes like back before the pandemic, you know, when he would have like people that would be on the show talking about aliens and shit. And like, that's like that shit was interesting because like he would have like these like scientists on who would explain like, okay, this is, you know, one person would be like, well, this is why aliens don't exist. And you'd have someone else would be like, well, this is why aliens definitely do exist. And like, you know, and he, you know, and it was, that shit was like, I don't know. I thought it was funny and interesting. But then, yeah, like, and I remember being like, man, I like, this is fun because he has good questions. He's a good interviewer. This is a decent show. And then, yeah, like as the pandemic started and as it continued, like it just, yeah, it just went down this like weird tinfoil hat, like you said, like rabbit hole of the government's trying to kill you and the, I don't, you know, like, it's just like the doctor that was on there recently that schooled him on like the adverse reactions of the vaccine. Like he read, misread somewhere that like it causes issues with young boys and like their hormones and whatnot. And the doctor was like, no, no.
Yeah. He's like, that's ridiculous.
You know, he's like, let me look it up here. Right here. It says that like the coronavirus is like 20 times more likely to affect boys, like, you know, adolescent boys, or, you know, in comparison to the vaccine. Like, yeah, like the vaccine, like it doesn't at all, but like the virus will, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, so no, you're wrong. I'm having like eat crow on his show because he like just didn't cite any source and just, you know, regurgitated whatever bullshit he'd read or misread. And So it was nice seeing him get called up, but yeah, just it, his show got so weird. Like, and again, yeah, it's just, it just serves the right at this point. Like all these people out there drinking fucking or taking ivermectin and shit because Joe Rogan told them to.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, either he turned into his fans or his fans turned into him. Either one, it's disgusting. I mean, yeah, you're right. I did like it pre-pandemic where, I mean, I didn't like it, but I've listened to episodes where, you know, he would have the same people on or whatever. Yeah, they'd have a good discussion. Then out of nowhere, he'd be like, so that's cool, but you guys ever tried DMT? And it's just, it was funny to kind of derail the conversation. He was kind of a meme at points. But then, yeah, he's turned into, like, this weird shock jock. Like fucking spreader of misinformation. And the thing is, I know it sounds cheesy coming from the nerd community, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
You've got one of the biggest podcast audiences platforms in the world. Use it. You got to use it responsibly. I mean, he's being kind of an idiot about this, spreading misinformation, and he's getting called out for it, you know, and it's just,
he'll never admit that he's wrong, you know.
No.
He has that, even when he was doing the alien stuff, he had that conspiracy theory kind of vibe to him, that, like, you know. But that's what kind of made that, some of that stuff, when it was like aliens, when it was non-harmful stuff, like that's what made it fun. Even if it was like talking about, like, I don't know if he ever did this, but like, you know, if he was going to do like 9/11 inside job stuff, you know what I mean? Like that doesn't really hurt anybody. That's just like dumb, you know, conspiracy theorist shit.
Shredding into Alex Jones territory.
Right, but like, this whole pandemic has just become about like, oh, you got to make sure they're eating elk meat. Yeah, but it's like the meme stuff, like you were saying about, like, you know, and all that just increased. Like, yeah, it just got. I don't know.
Well, and it's everyone just, knows a Joe Rogan in their life. Everyone knows somebody that, no matter how much you try to convince them they're wrong, they'll be like, well, let me, you know, I did my research, you know, like, I'm good. You know, I think this is the, I'm just going to go this way. It's cool. I'll find my own way. And it's just like, but there's such a simpler way and such a safer way right here. Just admit, swallow your pride.
That's the biggest thing, is the pride aspect. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong these days.
Yeah,
and it's turning us into a giant generation of douchebags.
Yeah, sorry,
it's a lot, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're getting all Joe Rogan-y on a Monday. That's
hard. No, it's just interesting. Just, I mean, like, just the shit that this guy peddles. It's just,
yeah.
So it's been interesting to watch, and it has been fun watching these bands get off Spotify, because I don't use Spotify.
I mean,
like, it's not my jam.
Nope.
I have musician friends who use Spotify for their music and stuff. And like, while Spotify has been good for us for the show, like, we've not seen a cent of anything that happened. You know, like, we don't get paid. Podcasters don't get paid from their plays on Spotify, but like, unless they're running ads. But I have musician friends who use it for their music. And yeah, one of my buddies, like, every year will post his breakdown of kind of like, this is how much money I made on iTunes, this is how much money I made on Bandcamp, this is how much money I made on Spotify, and Spotify will have the most streams, and he'll be paid the absolute least by like hundreds, if not nearly thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it's insane. Like, he had like 2 million streams of one of his songs, like maybe last year or year before, and he only got paid like $500. Like, it is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That is insane.
I don't use Spotify because I have OCD about my albums, and the way that they organize their albums and their artists and everything, I fucking hate so much. Sure, make a playlist, but I can make a fucking playlist anywhere, and I want to pull up the art. Oh god, no. At least when I used it, when I used Spotify, when I was like, oh, this is the hot new thing, let me try it out. And I almost threw up because I went in and I was like, okay, let me add an artist here. Let me add an album. And then that shit just was like, every album was put together in one fucking playlist when you added it. And I was like, oh no, this is not fucking working for me. They could have updated it over time, I assume, but I noped right out right away. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
I do use Spotify, but I don't pay for it. I'm on like a family account with one of my friends, and he's just offered to pay. So the day it does get canceled, I wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, I try not to use it as much now with all the controversy going on. I never used it for podcasts, as like I'm mostly on the road. I would listen to podcasts when I'm on the road, but I did listen to like that they have obscure stuff on there. Like they have one of my old bands on there. I mean, I've never seen a penny from them, but yeah, they have that on there. So it's just wild to think that actually two. So yeah.
Man, I'd be fucking like, who's put my music up on Spotify?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how it got up there. Like, I mean, it, like I'm not,
that part makes of me nervous. Like anymore. Now I'm gonna have to go see if my bands are on Spotify and maybe. See if like, if I'm like, be like, who the fuck is putting this up there?
Like I and we're on YouTube as well. And like, it's like a YouTube music. I don't know how it happened, but I guess because like one of the bands we did it back in the day before you had like mass releases. There was a CD company named like CD Baby or something like that, and they were the people who like made like independent artists somewhat legit because they put serial like barcodes on the CDs. Mm-hmm. Like you never really got that with independent CDs, so I think that might have been how we got on there because we sold our CDs through like CD Baby.
Still, that's still your product, not their product,
right?
Unless yeah, there was something in the thing, or because I used a service like that too. I don't remember what it was called. It might have been CD Baby, but yeah, because yeah, just made things like inventory.
I'm gonna have to get with the easier. Other members, like the old members, and see. Like, did you guys ever hear anything from anyone about?
Yeah.
It's not gonna help if we're like Skullfogger has pulled their discography on Spotify. They'll be like, who?
No.
In solidarity.
All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to be running down our top 5 remastered games that we like most so far. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.